A high school shooting in Colorado. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Police say two faculty members were shot at East High School in Denver.
One is currently in serious but stable condition. The other is currently in surgery, listed in critical condition.
Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas says the shooting happened during the search of a student who had to be checked every day as part of a safety plan. But the suspect is not in custody, believed to have left the scene. Earlier this month, students from the same school skipped class and marched to Colorado State Capitol, demanding stricter gun laws after a student was shot and killed while sitting in a car near that school. No grand jury decision today about indicting former President Donald Trump. The panel was supposed to meet at this hour in New York City, but instead is on standby for tomorrow, with today's session canceled. No word on why.
Trump is said to be facing multiple charges, including falsifying business records for labeling a $130,000 hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels as legal expenses. The charge could potentially, though, be elevated to a felony if Trump is found to have falsified records with the intent to conceal a violation of the campaign financing laws.
Fox's Brian Yenes. Trump has denied wrongdoing and says the probe is politically motivated. A partial win in U.S. court for Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba. A federal judge tossing out part of a shareholder lawsuit over claims of misstatements about a payment platform, but the judge refusing to dismiss claims of other misstatements about antitrust risk. We are moments away from the Fed's latest decision on rate hikes. There's been some debate about whether they might pause rate increases because of recent bank failures. Before the bank uncertainty, there had been speculation the Fed might go back to higher rate hikes because of recent inflation reports. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A railroad executive returns to Capitol Hill for another Senate hearing on the toxic derailment in Ohio.
Norfolk Southern continues to make good on its promise to clean the site safely, thoroughly, and with urgency. You have my personal commitment that we will get the job done and we will help these communities thrive.
CEO Alan Shaw says they're also planning longer-term programs to address medical issues, property values, and water testing. Lawmakers are working on legislation for rail safety improvements. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson insists he did not lie to lawmakers intentionally about rule-breaking parties during COVID lockdown, telling a House of Commons committee under oath today he honestly believed five events he attended at his Downing Street offices were lawful work gatherings that didn't break restrictions. Johnson could be suspended or lose his seat in the Commons if the committee finds he deliberately lied. Oscar winner Gwyneth Paltrow expected to testify at a trial in Utah where she countersued a man who sued her over a skiing accident. Retired optometrist Terry Sanderson says Paltrow crashed into him.
Paltrow's lawyers found inconsistencies in the testimony of Craig Ramone, Sanderson's friend, who said he saw a skier slam into Sanderson's back. However, Paltrow's lawyers seemed set on exposing inconsistencies and Ramone's testimony. During previous questioning, he said Paltrow was not wearing a helmet, but during cross-examination, he said he wasn't sure. Sanderson accused Paltrow of crashing into him while skiing at the exclusive Deer Valley Resort, leaving him with several severe injuries. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A Fox News alert now on the Fed rate hike decision, raising its benchmark rate by a quarter point, but calling the banking system sound and resilient. This hike designed to keep fighting inflation. Some analysts had expected a possible pause in rate hikes because of recent bank failures. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.